Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
I personally don't think a fertilized egg should have more rights than an adult woman.
You know nothing. You know nothing. Your ignorance is being shown for the entire world.
Either that thing that you abort is a human person with a right to life or it isn't. That's like shooting at a movement in the bush when you're hunting, and it might be a deer and it might be your fellow hunter, but you don't know. Well, don't shoot, for goodness sakes.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Not going to complain about the weather. Not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. In fact, it would be a sin. Hello, this is Wretched Radio. It is Witness Wednesday at Georgia Tech. And while the day isn't perfect, it's perfectly fine with me. Why? Because to complain about the weather is to question God's sovereign judgment, the one who is in control of all weather systems, and basically state, you didn't do a very good job today. And so it is. I'm not going to complain about the weather, but I am going to use it as a springboard into witnessing to the young people here at Georgia Tech. So let's do that on a Witness Wednesday here at Georgia Tech. Excuse me, young man. While you're walking, where are you going right now?
Howie Physics.
Physics. Can I walk and talk with you on the radio while you're on your way to class?
Okay.
Got it. Well, it's not really a physics question. Mm-hmm. We got a ton of rain in Atlanta recently.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and a lot of devastation. Mm-hmm. Just hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
Who do you think is responsible for the rainfall?
I don't know. I guess climate change. You could blame it on that.
Just happened all by itself.
Yeah, I would say so.
Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Mother nature.
Yeah, I would say Mother Nature.
What's Mother Nature?
The weather, the earth, basically.
Random chance?
Yes, I would say.
Okay, so I'm guessing by your response that you don't believe that there is a God. Is that correct?
I wouldn't say that. I'd say Mother Nature is pretty much a metaphor of the weather and stuff like that.
Okay. Do you believe in God?
I would say so, yes.
Yeah. Who do you think it is?
The guy upstairs, I would say.
Okay, so if I asked you for the name of the guy upstairs, what name would you give the guy upstairs?
Can't say his name.
And are you sure it's not a gal upstairs?
Could be a girl, guy.
All right. Who do you think it is? What religious system do you follow?
Catholic.
You're Catholic?
Mm-hmm.
So you would say it was the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you believe that God is the God of the Bible, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, as best I know my Bible, doesn't the Bible say that God is in control of the weather department?
Yes, I would say.
In fact, doesn't it say that he sends rain on the evil and the good?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
Oh. Because he's in charge of everything that happens, according to your beliefs, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
So the rain came from God, right?
True, I guess.
Friend, tell me, as a Catholic who believes in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, what do you think is going to happen to you when you die?
I don't know. Maybe purgatory. Who knows?
Purgatory, but you're not. So in other words, if you do enough good, a good place, do bad things, a bad place.
Yes, sir.
All right. How do you think you're doing today?
Pretty good. I've been just thinking about schoolwork and stuff like that.
But if you got zapped right now, you just get taken out. God kills you right on the spot.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen, heaven or hell? Have you been a good person?
Sort of all right, I would say. Mediocre.
All right. When was the last time you took a test?
Last Monday.
Cool. I'm going to give you one today on Wednesday. You ready?
Okay.
All right, here's the test. This is the good person test to see if you're a good person. All right? In your life, about 20 years, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
How many lies do you think you've told?
Thousands. Millions?
Thousands of lies. Wow, you're an accomplished young man. So if I told thousands of lies, what would you call me? What name would you give to me?
Maybe, depends on the lie, maybe a hypocrite. Or...
rhymes with pants on fire.
liar.
Liar. Okay, how many things in your 20 or so years have you stolen?
Doesn't have to be from a store or a bank. Just taking anything from anyone. Downloading music, not working a full shift, taking some money out of your parents' pants pockets.
Maybe, less than 100.
Less than 100?
Yeah.
Okay, if I stole, you stop right here. If I stole, it's shady, less than 100 things, mm-hmm. what would you call me?
A stealer.
If you're from Pittsburgh. Otherwise, you would be a thief.
Oh, thief.
Thief, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, so that we're doing the good person test. You're a liar and you're a thief. Mm-hmm. All right. Here's a trickier one. Mm-hmm. Walking around on campus, mm-hmm. do you ever look at women and have X-rated thoughts? Or in your private life, in your heart, all alone, sexual thoughts about other people?
Mm-hmm. I do.
All right?
Yeah.
So that would be adultery of the heart, according to the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't need to do the act, just need to think about it, and God has you tagged because he knows everything.
Yes.
Huh. All right, so that's three on the good person test. Let's try one more. Have you ever taken God's name in vain?
Yes, I have.
All right, so lying, thieving, adultery, and blasphemy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, God zaps you.
Mm-hmm.
You die. You stand before him. The books are open.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you've ever done in darkness, it's revealed. He knows the whole story.
Indeed.
Are you good enough to get into heaven?
I don't think so, no.
Bad day today, right?
Yeah.
But that makes sense. If God is good and he's just, mm-hmm. he should punish lawbreakers because they're guilty. They've broken his laws. They've committed crimes against him. So you'd be going to heaven or hell?
Hell.
Dude, that's horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about hell.
Lots of fire. Pretty bad place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's reasonable?
Yeah, I would say so.
Why?
Because he gave us the gift of life, and if we don't, honor that gift back, you know, why not?
Right. Mm-hmm. Do you have a girlfriend by any chance?
No.
Ever had a girlfriend?
No.
Okay, imagine you've got a girlfriend or a wife.
Right? Okay.
Somebody that you love, mm-hmm. and you sent that person 66 love letters,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they never opened them up.
Mm-hmm.
What would you think about their love for you when you took the effort to write so much to them?
You'd
be a little annoyed, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Probably think, hey, they don't love me back.
Yeah.
When is the last time you read your Bible? Because you wanted to?
Long time ago. Mm. I can't recall.
66 books. God mm-hmm. sent them to you.
Yeah.
And you haven't read them. It's a pretty good barometer for how we feel about the God who loves us.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me, you've got to know the answer to this. This is important.
Yeah.
What did God do so you don't have to go to hell? He's done something for you. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
What did Jesus do 2,000 years ago?
Died for our sins.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
The just for the unjust,
mm-hmm.
the righteous for the unrighteous,
mm-hmm.
God for man,
mm-hmm.
the perfect person, fully God, fully man, came to this earth, took the punishment that you deserve by being beaten and spat upon,
mm-hmm.
dying on a cross,
mm-hmm.
gasping for air,
yeah.
for you, God's wrath being poured out on him
mm-hmm.
so that his goodness can be credited to your account.
Mm-hmm.
That's good news.
Indeed.
Forgiveness is available, but the question is, how do you get that forgiveness? This is the important part. Because if you're in trouble with God, he's angry at you, and Jesus, because he died on the cross, can appease the wrath of the Father. You've got to access that. Do you know what you must do to be saved?
Be baptized,
Here's why baptism won't help you. That's something you or somebody else did. Jesus did everything for you. So if you contribute to that somehow, it's going to rob him of his glory and the good thing that he did for you. So it's not a work that you can do. It's not going to a man in a confessional booth and doing something, because that would mean that his work on the cross wasn't enough. And his work on the cross was enough. You've got to repent. Do you know what that means, to repent?
Atonement.
Well, in order to get atonement, you need to repent. The good news is Jesus died for you. In response to that good news, you should go, I'm sorry. I've been wrong. I've been living wrong. I'm sorry. And so you confess your sins to God, not to a man, to God. Mm-hmm. You say you're sorry, and you turn from your sins. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you become perfect, but you have a new attitude about Him. You don't like those things anymore. You want Him, and you put your trust in Jesus. And the Bible says when you do that, all of your sins, past, present, and future, all forgiven because of what He did for you. You repent and trust the Savior.
Yeah.
Total surrender, dead to yourself, and He'll make you alive in Him. So how old are you, actually?
19.
19 years old. So, dude, maybe something to think about today on the campus, huh?
Okay.
Because if you died right now, you're right, you'd go to hell. But God is good, and He's rich in mercy, and He will save a sinner like you and me or that guy if you'll repent and put your trust in Him.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's good news. You got bad news now, but there's good news available.
Yeah.
Do you have a Bible?
Yes.
Crack that thing open.
Okay.
God wrote that so you can know Him. Mm-hmm. And you can know that what I'm saying is true if you go read that thing. All I'm trying to do, I'm not trying to get you into a cult or a church or anything for that matter. I want you to go to heaven.
Okay.
Because God will be glorified if you'll get saved. So read your Bible. Read the Gospel of John, would you?
Okay.
All right. Hey,
all right.
I think God's in control of the weather and of this encounter that I met you today. All right, dude?
All right.
All right. Physics on.
Okay.
See ya.
See ya.
Goodbye. It's Witness Wednesday. We are at Georgia Tech. Woman was hiding behind that wall. This is Wretched Radio.
Might I, first of all, thank you for the hundreds of wretches who supported Masters Academy International last year. Seminary-trained students at the Master's Seminary return to their native land where they teach indigenous pastors how to rightly divide the word of truth. Wonderful ministry. And you could be supporting a pastor, you could be supporting a seminary overseas, and you'll be strengthening the local church. Wretched.org/pastor.
Are you ready to go on an adventure that tackles life's biggest questions head on? Well, we invite you to join John Fabares and Jake Ream on a riveting journey in Road Trip to Truth Season 4. This season, they're hitting the road to explore deep questions about sin, atheism, racism, and the very nature of truth itself. So if you're ready to head out on a road trip, buckle up for the truth. Road Trip Truth Season 4, available now at wretched.org/4.
Who will speak for those who are staggering to the slaughter? Seems like right now would be a good time to encourage you to support Preborn Ministries. They're in the game. They're working hard to save babies and save mommies and daddies with the gospel. So if you are energized about life, that's something you can do. You can support Preborn. Preborn.org/wretched.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to Wretched Radio today. We certainly appreciate you, and we appreciate all of you who have given to this ministry over the years. Now, I do want to speak to those of you that have given to us before, but maybe something came up in your life where you had to stop giving for a period of time. Nobody understands that better than we do. If you are able to maybe possibly join us again, all the answers to any questions you might possibly have about what this would look like is available at wretched.org/donate. Wretched, amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Record number of children are attending the Tomorrow Clubs in Africa. You should see the videos. Hundreds of kids run to meet at a Tomorrow Club in Africa. Why? Because Tomorrow Clubs, they're weekly kids meeting clubs where the kids, yep, they get some treats, but they get the gospel. They get the Bible. $1 per child per month. Encourage you to please consider supporting the great ministry, tomorrowclubs.org/wretched.
Transformed Season 3. It's finally here, and we're inviting you into the lives of individuals that are facing the giants of fear and guilt and grief. But hey, there's a twist. These aren't your typical battles. These battles have been fought with the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. We'll together dive deep into the heart of what it means to be transformed. Transformed Season 3 can be found right now at wretched.org/transformed3.
Know your church fathers. Clement of Alexandria was an apologist in the late 2nd century. He ran a school in Alexandria, Egypt, where he instructed new converts and trained Christian apologists. He taught that only Christianity, with its revelation from God in the Bible, has the answers regarding creation, good and evil, and salvation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Help! Help! We need help on the campuses. It's Wretched Radio. Oh, I wish you could see what I see. The sidewalks are packed with people right now. I don't know what the clock is here at Georgia Tech, but class must have just been let out, and there are literally... Okay, I don't want to sound like a Christian event promoter, but there's at least hundreds of people on this sidewalk right now. Everywhere I turn, it's like people everywhere. We need more fishers out here. Could you be one? Don't want to guilt you into this. Just know that there's a lot of people going to hell out here, and you've got the words of life. I don't want you to feel guilty about this, though. Be motivated because of what Jesus did for you, and bring it out here, and you get to share, like the conversation that I just get to have with a young man, to clear up so that they can understand the gospel and the cross. It's a wonderful thing to get to do. And maybe, just maybe, you have the skills that God has gifted you with so that you could be out here too. So you don't have to be at a campus, but you should be somewhere doing something with the gifts that God has given to you. So do that. Figure it out. And if you think, you know, those college kids, every time I think about them, it breaks my heart, then get out here. Start wandering around the campus and start talking to kids. And that's what we'll do right now. It's Witness Wednesday here on Wretched Radio. And honestly, you want to know what my problem is right now? There's too many kids. Because it's kind of hard when there's so many people around. It's almost better when there's fewer kids. Am I complaining? I'm sorry. Not supposed to complain about that either. Or the weather, because you'll recall we're using that in Georgia as a springboard to talk to people about God. Who does the weather? Okay, here's my guy. He's sitting on a bench. He's got a backpack. There's a shocker. And he's got red hair on the... Oh, he looks like he might be an athletic sort of fellow. Let's see if we can chat with him. Hey, young man. Hey, could I sit down next to you for just a second? No, don't move so far. That's all right. Sit right there. Hey, while you're sitting killing time, could I talk to you on the radio for a minute?
Sure.
Cool. What's your first name?
Nathan Stewart.
Nathan, nice to meet you. Do you know what your first name means?
No, I don't.
I do.
What's it mean?
It means gift of God. Did you know that?
I didn't.
It's a Hebrew name. It's one of the few things I remember from studying Hebrew. Natan is your name. It means gift of God.
Cool.
That's all I got for you. Dude, what are you studying here at the campus?
Computer science.
Computer, so you're a geek. You are a geek.
I am.
Here's my question for you, Nathan. The big storm that went through Georgia, mm-hmm. Tons of rain, a lot of devastation,
yeah.
Flooding, some people died. Nathan, who do you think caused that rain to happen? Was there a God, a cosmic force, nature? Who is the one responsible for all that rain?
I'd have to say nature.
Nature. No? Hello.
Hello.
You don't have to stand there. Are you together? Just hanging out? You'd have to say nature. So it just kind of happened all by itself. Mm-hmm. Cool. Do you believe that there is a God?
I do.
Who do you think it is, Nathan?
Couldn't tell you. I'd say there's a God, but I can't tell you who it is.
So why do you think there is one?
Just how I grew up.
Did you grow up in a church?
Christian, yep. Temple?
Okay. What kind of creed? There's lots of stripes
Catholic.
Of Christians. So you're Catholic. So you believe in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, right?
Yep.
Huh? I got that. Look at me, two today. Nathan, and Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So would you be willing to say that that is who God is, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost?
I'd say so.
Cool. You believe in that God. How come?
Couldn't tell you, honestly.
Really? Maybe because you just grew up with him?
Yeah.
Kind of went along with the program. How old are you now, Nathan?
18.
So you're a grown man. So now you should be figuring out if that's true or not, huh? Why would somebody like me want to believe what you believe? Can you give me a good reason to believe what you believe?
Nope. I'd say just believe whatever.
Whatever. All right. Are you ready for some tough questions now?
Sure.
All right. These are going to get dicier. Nathan, would you consider yourself to be a good person?
I would.
You're sure?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to quiz you.
All right.
All right. Nathan, how many lies have you told in your life?
Oh, countless.
Countless. Okay. So if I told countless lies, what would you call me?
Say you're a normal person.
Well, I don't think I disagree with you, but the name that you would give to me rhymes with pants on fire.
All right.
A liar?
A liar.
Right? You tell a bunch of lies, you're a liar. All right. Nathan, how many things do you think you've stolen in your life?
A couple.
All right.
Only one thing, and that would make you a...
Liar. Or a thief.
Thief, yep. Righto. Okay, a little trickier. Thought life, what goes on in your brain? Have you ever just been really mad at somebody torqued driving down the road? You think they're a moron for being such a terrible driver?
Absolutely.
Okay, because God sees what's going on in your brain, and we call that murder of the heart. Now, it's not as bad as committing the act, but it's still bad because you've had a hateful, murderous thought in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have you ever taken God's name in vain?
I have not.
Ever?
Nope.
Ever and ever?
Nope.
Not an OMG? None of that monkey business?
Nope.
You're sure?
Yep.
All right. So you're good to go on that one. All right. Has God always been your number one priority in life?
Nope.
Okay. Because that would be the first commandment right there. All right. Now, you don't have to answer this one, especially with the girl standing here. But if you have ever had thoughts about other people that were, well, let's say either R or X rated, or if mom or dad knew about them, it would be kind of embarrassing. That would also be a strike against you as a good person.
That would.
All right? All right, so dude, I just asked you like 5 questions to see if you're a good person, and you confess to me that you're a liar, a thief, a murderer, and potentially an adulterer at heart. Yikes. You're sure you're a good person?
Yep.
Okay, so if you died and you stood before God, and he knew the books, and he knew everything that you've ever done, ever, every deed done in darkness, everything you failed to do, all those things by not having him first in your life, would he say that you, Nathan, are an innocent man or a guilty man?
I would have to say innocent.
How come?
Because, I don't know, that's hard to say. I don't know.
Well, if you've broken the laws...
That is true.
You'd be guilty.
I guess so.
I know I'd be guilty. Way more than you, by the looks of you, but I'd be guilty and you'd be guilty.
I guess so.
Okay, so if God is just, this Father, Son, and Holy Ghost is just, and he hates sin, and he's got to punish lawbreakers, because he doesn't like it when criminals get away with breaking the law. We don't like that either, do we, when we watch the news and we see the bad guy get away? What would God do with you, Nathan?
Probably punishment.
Okay, heaven or hell for you?
Couldn't tell you. I think that'd be up to him.
I agree. But we could probably conclude it wouldn't be a good day for Nathan.
No, probably not.
Probably not a good day. All right, now, dude, you Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. So the Father's going to judge you, send you to hell if you've broken his laws. Tell me, what did the Son do so you don't have to go to hell?
Recant.
No, tell me what he did 2,000 years ago. Here's what we got. Here's our situation. Nathan's a lawbreaker. You're on trial. You're guilty. You've got an infinite debt to pay. Jesus did something 2,000 years ago to pay your fine. What did he do?
Come on.
All right. Actually, you know what? I have to go.
Okay. Real quick. You'll catch up to it. What did Jesus do 2,000 years ago so you don't have to go to hell? You know this.
Gave his life.
That's right. He died for you, a sinner, so that you don't have to go to hell. You need to repent and put your trust in him, all of your sins forgiven, so that you don't die and go to hell. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
What do you think about this today?
All right.
All right. I appreciate it, Nathan. See ya.
See ya.
All right. Goodbye. Nathan had to go chase after the chick. Johnny Hunt just said something. I agree with him. He said most people in this country, they've heard parts of the story. They just need you to put it together for them. And it's very, very true. This, you know, this kid, he knows Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but doesn't believe in him, but that's his God, but he doesn't know who it is. And Jesus on the cross, the whole, it's just a hash for them. And you need to help put it together for them. And you can. It's really, honest, if I ever get this book published, what I think is the biggest, if you want to use marketing terms, target market there is in the country. People who went to church as a kid but don't understand the gospel, or they've had some sort of Christian experience going to a Christian camp or the football outreach thing, but they never really understood it, and they need you to clear it up for them. Most people in this country fit that category. So if you're an odds kind of guy or gal, and it's like, well, who should I go witness to, where there's a good chance that they're confused? Answer pretty much anybody in this country. So please find yourself a fishing hole, and it might even be your neighborhood. What is your bag, Christian? Get on it. I'm telling you. Yeah, you're going to get shot down once in a while. Yes, you will be sick to your stomach, nervous. It can be considered like a weight loss program. I'm telling you, it'll make you nervous and sick to your stomach. It is scary. Whoop-de-doo. Do it, and the joy that you will get out of it, and if somebody, even one, gets saved, even one gets it. Besides that, you're not called to do the saving. You're just called to do the preaching. So please, figure out your deal and get on it, would you? Because everywhere I look here on the campus, they're just lost. And they're at such a ripe age to figure it out. I know George Barna will say this or that statistic about the college kids, they've lost their faith. Well, they didn't lose it. They never had it in the first place. And my belief is that most of these kids are at least willing to try to figure it out. We are here at Georgia Tech. It's a Witness Wednesday. We're not complaining about the weather. Instead, we're using it as a springboard to witness to people. And you could too. Till tomorrow, go serve your king.